This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند صحيح عن عمار بن ياسر رضي الله عنه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The hadith in my collection, Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, and Abu Dawood as well in his Sunan, with an authentic chain of narration narrated to us by Ammar ibn Yasir, one of the few hadith that are narrated to us by Ammar. Ammar is not a frequent narrator, so it's always nice to hear his hadith. And the theme of etiquettes of salah, and this is an etiquette that is of a different nature, so hopefully you'll understand what I mean by that when I narrate it for you. Qala alayhi salatu wassalam, inna ar-rajula layansarifu min salatihi wa ma kutiba lahu illa ushruha تسعها ثمنها سبعها سدسها خمسها ربعها ثلثها نصفها. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, a person will walk away from his prayer and maybe he gets out of his prayer a tenth of it, maybe a ninth of it, maybe an eighth of it, a seventh, a sixth, a fifth, a fourth, a third, or a half of it. He's referring, alayhi salatu wasalam, to what you're actually doing within the salah. If salah is spent with no form or no degree of hudur, of closeness, of serenity, of tranquility, of focus, of concentration, of connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no love in it, and there's no fear, and there's no hope, you're not actually speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a man can walk away, a person can walk away from his prayer and get only a tenth of the prayer. That's it, and the rest is thrown out. So amongst the etiquettes of salah, I'm saying this now early on, just because a lot of the etiquettes of salah that I'm going to share with you are going to be mechanical stuff, like things to say before, things to say after, little gems of behavior. But this one here, early on, just as a reminder, that amongst the etiquettes of salah is just doing it with the right mentality, with the right attitude, with the right mindset. And that piece is probably more important than any other etiquette that I'll ever share with you. And if you get this right, then you don't need a lot of the other ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most likely forgive for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the reward for the other etiquettes that maybe you missed that are mechanical in nature or wording in nature, if you just get this one. But if you don't, and the reason that I share with you all these other ones, say this before salah, say this after salah, is because we all know that we're walking away with one of these lousy percentages. And maybe doing these extra stuff are going to just make our salah a little bit better. Just get a little bit more, because I do this istighfar afterwards. And I walked quietly and I didn't make noise. And I stood appropriately in salah and I made sure that my line was good. This is all just to make up for the fact that the essence of it is just not there. Like, because we know the essence is not great, we're taking care of all these details just as a way to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we know that we're not doing this well. So we're going to take care of all the other details that you like, Ya Rab, so that maybe you'll accept it from us anyways. جل جلاله هو الغفور الرحيم وهو الكريم والشكور سبحانه وتعالى. So accept our salawat. Say ameen, inshallah, accept our salawat. But the reason that we do all these details, we care about these etiquettes, is because the essence is not good. Because we know the essence is not great. But if you do have the essence, and you're standing there and you have all of that, then you can afford not to know all the little details of stuff, because it'll make up for it. But that's why we learn these things. Is that I just want to share that with you in the midst of these khawatir, so that you actually understand the point of it all. I hope that was a benefit.
يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند صحيح عن عمار بن ياسر رضي الله عنه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن الرجل لينصرف من صلاته وما كتب له إلا عشرها تسعها ثمنها سبعها سدسها خمسها ربعها ثلثها أو نصفها. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك.